Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the seventh chapter of Maseches Sota. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. Now, yesterday we started by saying, here's a list of things that may be recited in any language, and the first of which was the portion of the Sota. And then our second Mishnah said, these things may only be recited in Hebrew. Now the Mishnah is going to start going through these things that may only be recited in Hebrew and tell us why that is. So the first one is Mikra Bikurim, the reading that's done with the first fruits, and it's the one that goes, Arami Oved Avi, that my father was a wandering Aramean, or an Aramean tried to destroy my father. So the Mishnah asks, Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. So it says, how is the reading of the first fruits? And the Bartner explains, Ketzad Kamo Minayin. So it means, how do we know? So from where do we know that the portion of the first fruits may only be read in Hebrew? And it gives us a Gezerah Shava. It learns it from identical terminology in two different subjects. The first is, Va'anisa be'amarta lifnei Hashem lokecha, and you shall answer, and you shall say before Hashem your God. U'lahalan hu omer, and later on it tells us, Va'anu ha'levi'im ba'amru, and it says that the Levi'im answered and say, Ma'aniyah ha'amura lahalan b'lashon ha'kodesh, just like the one later on we know needs to be in Hebrew, afkan b'lashon ha'kodesh. Similarly, the juxtaposition of phrases that he answers and says teaches us that it's something that must be said in Hebrew. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. U'lahalan hu omer, later on it says, B'brachos v'kolos shal har grizim, regarding the blessings and curses that were said when the Jews entered Israel. Ma'aniya ha'amura lahalan b'lashon ha'kodesh, just like the one later on we know has to be in Hebrew, dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, Varmuel kol ish Yisrael kol ram, it says, all the men of Israel responded with a full voice, loudly, dichsiv hasam, and we also know, v'alokim ya'anenu b'kol, that God answered him with a voice, ma'lahalan b'lashon ha'kodesh, just like the one later on is in Hebrew, afkan b'lashon ha'kodesh. Here also it's in Hebrew. So another gezerah shava of kol, which teaches us that both voices have to be in Hebrew, and then the gezerah shava of aniyah teaches us from the brachos and klolos back to the mikra bikurim. Mishnah Dalid, chalitza ketzad. How do we know that chalitza, that the shoe removal ceremony, needs to be performed in Hebrew? So the Torah tells us, Va'ansa va'amra, she answers and she says, U'lahalan hu omer, va'anu ha'levi'im va'amru. And then later on it says, the Levi'im answered and they said. So again, we have our Gezerah Shava of answering and saying. So just like the Levi'im has to be in Hebrew, the Chalitza has to be in Hebrew. Ma'aniya ha'mura lahalan b'lashon ha'kodesh, afkan b'lashon ha'kodesh. So it's the same as in the first Mishnah. However, here we have a second opinion. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Va'ansa va'amra kacha. It says that she answers and she says thus. Ad shetomer b'lashon hazeh. So she has to repeat the exact phrase that is said in the Torah. So we don't need the Gezerah Shava to teach us this because the Torah says, say the following, colon, quotes, text, close quotes. It says specifically, you must say this piece. And this is what the Bart Neuro tells us. Va'ansa va'amra kacha. That she answers and she says thus, Einu tzarech l'lamda b'gzeret shava, you don't need to learn it out from the similar phraseology. Shemen atzma hi lameda, because you can learn it from the text of the chalitza process itself. V'ansa v'amra kacha, that she answers and she says thus, Kaloshen hazeh ha'amar, Kaloshen hazeh te'amar. So it's only to be recited in the following phraseology. Okay, that's Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue seeing things that may only be recited in Hebrew and why.